Well, so first of all, like I said earlier, I've been saying that we're going to be doing these kinds of changes for years. This very specific change we just made, we communicated 30 days in advance. I don't know that, you know, we could do a whole lot more than that. At some point, it just becomes a massive amount of friction for us to be able to move forward and make changes that we know we have to do for this business. We know what we have to do, and we're just then trying to make sure we do it in the smartest way possible. But there are certain things we just have to do, and sometimes it's not really up for debate as to whether we can or should do this. And so we want to give people a fair amount of time to decide whether that's something that will work for them at all, whether they therefore decide that this is not a business that's going to be sustainable for them. They get a heads up that they can now change tracks, or are there things they have to do within Second Life, whether it's changing their business model or their pricing to absorb the changes that are happening, to make sure that they still have the margins or a business model that works for them. So I think 30 days is about right for something like this. I think then also in between, we need to keep iterating what our long-term goals are, and so that people can be sort of prepared for what may come, even we don't know yet the specifics. But pricing changes, lower property taxes, higher consumption taxes, if you want to describe it that way. I think it's not necessarily the correct way to describe it, but it's something we've been talking about for years, so this should not have been a surprise to anybody.